How's that?
That sounds good. If you can give me a 1 to 10, please, Terry, that'd be great.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Lovely. That should be grand. So I will ask you the questions, but I won't record myself on this because
Yeah, you put yours in later.
Exactly. Yeah. So the first one is just, please tell us your name and the charity name.
My name's Terry Groves, and our charity is the Henry Bloom Noble Healthcare Trust.
Lovely. How did the charity start, and what is its purpose?
It started in 1888, so I think it's probably the oldest charity in the island, although not number one for some weird reason. And it really started because Henry Bloom Noble's wife, Rebecca, took a great interest in the health of people of Douglas. There was a fever hospital in Ford Street which looked after the poor, and she, with the trustees then, gave them a piece of land at the top of Crellin's Hill, and her husband and she funded the building of the hospital there and funded and paid for the running of it. And that was in 1888, so trustees were established then. First Noble's Hospital. Now, of course, the Manx Museum.
I love that link, it's great, isn't it? Tell us about the team, please.
Our team is a team of volunteers. We're a charity that does not go out fundraising and so on. We rely on, you're going to ask me this later, we rely on legacies and donations. So our team is a trustees and a secretary, 8 people. 3 of them are medics, others are business people or with different skills financially, and business people like myself. Skills varied.
But the right skills to make it happen. Who is the charity for?
All of us. We traditionally have helped Noble's Hospital buy the right equipment to do whatever it is they want to do. Today that becomes very challenging because of the technology. So we might have been helping them buy a simple syringe driver 5 years ago, and now we're looking at robotic equipment that could cost £1.5 million.
Gosh, that's extraordinary. Which other organisations do you work with?
Well, really, it's mainly the health service itself. And in the community, we also work with different charities. We've branched out more to try and help charities working in the community. And if I'm allowed to mention them, charities like Motivate, for example, I'll Listen. Charities like that where we recognise the work they do with particularly children, and we try and help when they require funding. We're also involved very much with education. We keenly, particularly the medics on our trust, are very keen to put something back in that respect and help young clinicians and young people working in the health service improve their skills and move up the skills ladder.
Excellent. What would you say are the main goals of the trust?
That's a very good question. Apart from the one of keeping our funds in good shape so that we can continue to keep up with the demand of ever-changing technology, ever-changing equipment. We recently helped one department in the hospital buy some equipment which I could loosely describe as AI-assisted, and it's to do with looking at people who have strokes, looking into their brain, doing a searching and analysis, all of that, which is quite frankly mind-boggling. So it's to keep up with all of that, and for that we need to keep our funds well in place.
Lovely, that's great. Gosh, it does. I think you hear about these things and think, isn't that amazing that you can do these things?
Yeah, it's extraordinary.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you see the trust developing over the next 5 years?
Much of the same, really. We're very fortunate with the medics that we have on the trust because they are up to date, and they're very much up to date in terms of knowing what's happening in the healthcare setting of the acute unit, which is Noble's and Ramsey, and then within the community itself and all the wonderful people who work outside of the hospital setting in the community. So it's a matter of keeping up to date with what's going on and discussing and talking and helping.
Lovely. How are you funded?
Well, we were originally funded by a bequest from Henry Bloom Noble himself. But that was a very long time ago. He died in 1903. So since then, we've been funded by people basically leaving us legacies in their wills or making donations to us. We have also recently merged, I think it's probably a good term, with other charities who, for one reason or another, have decided to cease operating per se. And they've merged with us. We've taken on their funds. And if anyone who had previously supported that charity, for example, Oscar's Dreams, we now have the remaining funds that they had. And if anyone wants to support an Oscar's Dreams project or ask for help through it, we're here to do that. So that's another way in which we merge our funds with others and keep them current and well managed.
Lovely, that's great. How can people support you?
I suppose by donations, obviously, which is very well received if we get them. We don't get many, because I think the work we do isn't broadcast widely, which it would be if you were always going out fundraising and so on. There'd be more awareness, perhaps, of what you were doing, and through legacies. We're really set up for that. We're not set up with 8 volunteers and just a secretary in having major fundraising efforts and so on. We've also supported, I forgot to mention, hospice and Rebecca House, which is the children's wing. We funded that at the beginning when that hospice was built and continue to help them when we can do the vital work that they do.
Where do people go to find out more?
Well, we have a wonderful website. It's fantastic. It's very, very switched on, very current, very detailed. So some of the things I've talked on with you, they can go into and get real detail on the projects we've got involved in. They could look at the baby mannequin that we've purchased for the neonatal unit, see how it works. It's actually quite fascinating. It's not too boring at all. It's really quite interesting, and a lot of history about Henry Bloom Noble himself turning up here as a teenager and making his way in our beautiful island.
That's lovely. Can you give the address of the website just for the end? That would be great.
It's the Henry Bloom Noble Healthcare Trust.org.
HBNHealthcareTrust.org.im.
Trust me not to know.
When I sent it to Brian with the 60 words, I'd missed out trust in the website.
I saw
Lovely,
that.
He tried it out.
That's a little list of what we've sort of been doing in the last.